In the name of the one holy and ever-living God. Amen. Well, welcome everyone. It's Mother's Day, so I'm told. Don't worry, I sent a card. It's fine. Mother's Day is, of course, one of Christianity's most ancient and hallowed traditions. Going back centuries to the legend of two siblings. Saint, oops, I forgot to buy mom flowers. And Saint, don't worry, I sent them from both of us. Well, you can Google all about the history of Mother's Day to find its actual origins early in the 20th century in West Virginia. One of the traditions of Mother's Day that has become popular is to take mom out for brunch, which, as I read this week on NPR, is a good feminist tradition. So for my part, I'm going to take the advice of a fellow priest who wrote an article that she calls a primer for the church on Mother's Day, and the title is, Don't Ruin Brunch. I think that's sound advice for anyone who preaches on Mother's Day, and I intend to follow it. And after all, the readings for today provide a very rich fare anyway. A disciple of Jesus, a prominent woman disciple, full of good deeds and works of charity, dies and is raised back to life by Peter. We also get a glimpse of the great multitude of heaven who worship before the divine throne, singing, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. And we have a tender little passage from John about Jesus as the good shepherd. But the pièce de résistance today is the psalm, Psalm 23. I think we all know this psalm in one way or another. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I have sung and prayed this psalm so much that the newer language of the prayer book from 1979, not all that new actually, still sounds odd to me. Even though I know the translation is sound, I know the old words. Because this is a psalm of immense comfort to many who are in the hospital and to families who have lost loved ones. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. It really is a beautiful prayer. And that is what the Psalms are for, after all, for praying with. I don't know if you've noticed, but the whole Psalter is in the Book of Common Prayer. If you aren't sure about that, just pick one up and take a look. That's not an accident. The Psalms were the original Book of Common Prayer. They were the prayers of the Jews in the temple and the Jews in exile. And they have nourished Jewish and Christian prayer for millennia. If you never thought to pray the Psalms, or to let the Psalms guide you in your praying, then I commend them to you heartily. I turn to the Psalms especially when I really don't know what to say to God. And I do hope you know that you don't need to say a word to pray to God. But if, like me, you are sometimes searching for words because you need to say something and you don't know what those words are, you may pick up the Psalms. I turn to them when I don't know, and I will sometimes leaf through them, reading out one slowly. And if those are not the words I'm searching for, maybe I'll even stop mid-sentence and find another. The Psalms have a way of directing us to God, almost as a good shepherd might direct us in right paths. And they do so without losing any of the grandeur of God and giving voice to our wildest fears, even our bitterness, our sorrows, our joys, and our blessings. The Psalms are intimate. To hear God in them, we do need to open our hearts just a little, maybe just a crack. But rest assured that God can be small enough even to enter a small crack. And if we read the Psalms sincerely, patiently, we might just find our hearts opening to joy in the midst of sorrow, to thanksgiving in the midst of disappointment, but also to the sorrow of others in the midst of our joy and to the pain of others in the midst of our blessing. The message of the psalm for today actually is pretty clear. Now, it's popular to, when looking at Psalm 23, to talk about sheep, how smelly they are, how the shepherd needs to sometimes break their leg to get them, I don't know, places. But I'm not going to tell you all about sheep and shepherds, about the properties of herding or of historical trivia that will really make it seem we've seen it in a new light, because the message is very simple, and it's this. God will never abandon you and always loves you. As Jesus says in the gospel, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." Psalm 23 is a promise. Like the promise from Revelation that says, "They are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple, and the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. And he will guide them to the springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The mysteries of this life, friends, are often that, mysteries. Our lives are not necessarily made more joyful because we are Christians, or made worse because we are not. We live, all of us, with our wounds and our pains, but also our blessings and our joys. This life is hard and resplendent. Our pilgrimage here on earth leads us through the veil of the shadow, but also beside still waters and in green pastures. And the good news today is this: God does not leave you to wander aimlessly. That's also not to say that all who wander are lost. But God calls to each and every one of us by name so that we know we are not alone. And so that when we do not know which way to turn, we might listen for God's voice. And all we need then is the courage to follow the voice of the Good Shepherd. One of my favorite blessings from the Enriching Our Worship books is attributed to St. Clare. And it's this: "Live without fear. Your Creator has made you holy, has always protected you, and loves you as a mother. Go in peace to follow the good road, and may God's blessing be with you always." Live without fear, beloved. Live like your heart is free. Free to choose love and not hate. Free to choose mercy and not judgment. Free to choose compassion and not consuming regret. Live without fear and know that Jesus is a good shepherd who knows your heart and loves you, loves you, loves you. Wildly and recklessly, and longs for you to know that you are loved. Because when you know it, the whole world is transfigured, or maybe rather just opened for us finally to see it. What might it mean to live without fear this day, friends? What might it mean to live listening to the voice of the Good Shepherd? Through what veil of the shadow do you need to be led? Beside which green pastures might you find your rest? How do you hear Jesus calling your name? Amen.